Hello and good evening. Today we're going to discuss the topic of comprehending Gnostic themes. The purpose of this practice is for you to learn how to make the most of lectures, your Gnostic books, and everyday living. Our objective is to extract Gnosis, the wisdom, and integrate the practice in practical life. When we listen to a lecture or read a book, we like to get the most out of that experience so that we can actually make useful the teachings to better our lives and better the lives of those around us. So what is the Chalcean personality? The Chalcean personality is the personality of the end of times. It is the personality of the Kali Yuga. The Venerable Master Samael Onvior says in the book, The Revolution of the Dialectic, that this personality is disrespectful, irreverent, subjective, ignorant, and stuffed with theories and produces a feeling of self-sufficiency. We may notice that we have some or all these qualities within us. That recognition is very good because that means that you're aware and observing oneself. Now, what is important is that what we do with that. It's important that we comprehend the reasoning processes of the mind. We must transform those qualities from moment to moment in order to bring the most benefit for ourselves and others. When we lose our continuity of awareness of being, the psychological aggregates or the ego may receive the impression. When that impression is received through the lens of the ego, it becomes mistransformed energy, which leads to errors and suffering. We need to constantly remember our true being from moment to moment so that we can consciously receive the impressions. When we do this, we will become happier, joyful, and also we will contribute to the happiness of others, no matter where we go. We must constantly strive to be present in a state of self-remembering. What does it mean to be present? To be present means to be here and now, conscious of our body, of our environment, and our actions. It is a state of reception. When the mind is thinking, it's not receiving. It's not receptive. The Master Samael gives us a key called SOL so that we can maintain our awareness. The key of SOL is not an exercise of thinking. It is an exercise to empower the consciousness to receive. As such, the consciousness perceives the body as the subject, as the element that receives the impression through the senses, the objects or the impressions themselves, the information that is received through the five senses, and the location is the grounding of the consciousness where it seeks to perceive if it's in the physical or the astral plane. All of this can happen instantaneously without relying on the processes of thought. Every morning when we wake up and evening, as well as after we hear a lecture or read a book, we can do an exercise of retrospection. Retrospection is there for us to become conscious of our actions, physical, emotional, and mental actions, which means that we are transferring from memory into consciousness. We relax our body, and in a state of receiving, we watch the events of the day, like replaying a movie in reverse. From this exercise, you'll develop continuous awareness. What ultimately happens here is you take the knowledge of the day and you learn how it is best applied to your life. The quality of that reflection becomes wisdom. So today, you can go to the next slide. Today we're going to do an exercise of retrospection of this subject matter of what we just learned. We're going to relax the body. We're going to start off by relaxing the body. So sit up nice and straight. Feet on the floor if you're sitting in a chair. Let's take a deep breath in. Inhale one. Exhale two. Inhale one. Two. Inhale one. Two. So let's start off by invoking our innermost being. We say, Father of mine, Lord of mine, my true being, my internal God, we beg you with our soul and with our heart to officiate in this practice. Please help us bring knowledge into our consciousness. Teach us how to apply this knowledge so that it may become conscious wisdom, so that we do your will on earth as it is in heaven. So let us do a relaxation exercise, the practice of the gnomes. I want you, each of you, to imagine your body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. Bring your attention to your feet and perceive the gnomes walking out the soles of your feet, one by one. As they do this, start feeling a sensation of relaxation that goes from your toes and out your feet to your heels, to your ankles, perceive the gnomes moving down your shins and out your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, we focus on our breath and we take another deep breath in, one, out, two. Continue observing those gnomes and feel that relaxation growing up our spine, and we relax our internal organs. Our stomach, our heart, our lungs, our shoulders, down to our elbows, our wrists and our hands, notice that we have maintained awareness of our breath and that it has become more gentle. We relax our jaw, our tongue, our lips, our muscles on our face, our eyes and our eyelids, our foreheads, in the top of our head, now in this state of relaxation that enables us to receive, we will start our exercise of retrospection. You may start now. Very well. Let's welcome back. Let's close the practice with the mantra Aum 3 times. Deep breath in through the nose. Thank you, innermost being, for this practice, for this opportunity to receive wisdom and integrate it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I wish you all happiness, harmony, and the best health. May all be auspicious. Thank you.